chat too before you join. Let me make sure we just get that in the chat.
I
Okay.
didn't.
Right, so the next case, thank you. So let's see. There's a lot line, lot of delineation issue in the section in. Yeah, I mean, yeah. We got the delineated parking space issue noted. So I
Yeah.
think we're good.
So,
I think we're
hold
good.
on. Yeah, and we understand what the issue is, so we're good.
All right, thanks, Jackie.
Okay.
All right, next case is item number 2, PR 2020-00444-8. This is the second submittal of the site plan admin DOT for the Kairos Power Expansion Project at 5201 Hockey Drive. Derek and team, are you guys out there?
We are. Hello.
All right, good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you today.
Well, this is going to be a much more positive meeting than I was originally thinking with the dialogue we had going on back and forth last night. So hopefully we can resolve our final issues with the Water Authority if we still have any. So Derek, can you just update us on this? And just please confirm too if you've submitted any supplemental submittals to us that may not be reflected in like the links in the agenda, please let us know too. I really want to get this one resolved as soon as we can.
I appreciate that, Jay. So we have a 13 building addition that we're putting on the west side of the Kairos Power Plant. We are looking at a number of structures going on here. There were a couple outstanding items. One was lighting along the property line and ensuring that there's no lighting trespass. There are some materials that were provided. We saw a response for that there was no conditions in that approval. So thank you for that, Jeffrey. We also submitted some additional documentation regarding landscaping. I believe that was uploaded before materials were distributed to everybody. So there was a need for some clarifications on there. One, a stamp, and two, a change in the planting proposed. And so that was uploaded. I have not seen a response for that, but that is there. There was a request for a project number being put on the signature block, which I believe has been put on as well. And lastly, there was the Water Authority with a few comments, which have not been picked up by civil, but we're coordinating those drawings being stamped and a few notes that they had requested being put on. So that'll be provided likely sometime this week.
All right, thanks for the update, Derek. Do you have an update on DRC on working on the financial guarantee and IIA for that water line extension?
Yeah, that infrastructure agreement has been signed by all parties at the city, been signed by Kairos Power, and provided to the DRC. So it's on its way to be recorded at this time.
Okay, great. Well, Derek, appreciate the update. Let's see what DFT comments we have, particularly with the Water Authority and Bob, can you please update us on your comments?
Good morning, Derek. Bob Kane, Water Authority. We issued an availability statement that calls for a public water line extension along the north property line within a public utility easement. We had a couple of notes that we needed to add to the master utility plan regarding pretreatment and cross connection. And then we need to probably sit down and meet and go over the alignment of the water line and as it relates to encroachments and see if we can't come to a consensus on where we're going to locate that water line and the easement. And so I think that's probably the best bet is to set up a meeting with David and I, and we can go through it.
Okay.
That's all we
Well,
have.
you have my contact information. Shoot me a couple dates that you have available, and I'll coordinate with the rest of the team on our side. We'll get something on the calendar.
Okay. Thank you, Derek.
Thanks, Bob. Hey, Bob. Are you okay with the plan set though itself that they've submitted? I know they need to get everything sealed and signed, but are you okay with the plan set itself? Like, other than figuring out maybe where to tweak the waterline location?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Great.
It's just we're just going to have to make sure we work out that encroachment. I know
Yep.
we have some ponds. I know it's a tight site,
Yep.
but we need to sit down and I think we can work that out offline.
Okay. Awesome. And Derek, are you okay with meeting with I don't think that needs to necessarily include the rest of the DOT staff. That sounds like something that can take place outside of a DOT meeting. Because we don't have DOT again until the 22nd, I believe. We got a little bit of a break, so hopefully between now and then you guys can meet up. Or any feedback on that, Derek?
I'm happy to meet with Bob at his earliest convenience.
Just make sure you get your plan sheets sealed and signed too, Derek.
Certainly.
That's something that we'll issue a notice of decision. We can condition that. That's not been an issue in the past. But before we'll sign off on the site plan, of course, we'll need to have sealed and signed plan sheets.
Certainly.
All
We'll get
right.
that taken care of.
Thank you. Let's go to hydrology next. Anthony?
Sure. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading plan. Hydrology needs to approve the grading and drainage plan prior to building permit, and we have no objection to approval of the site plan.
All right, thanks, Anthony. All right, let's go to transportation next. Ernest or Sertil?
Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated January 16, 2025. Please submit a TCL for review and approval to transportation prior to building permit and no objection.
All right, thanks, Sertil. Let's go to Parks Commons next, if they have any. Hannah?
Hey, this is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. We have no further comments and no objection to the site plan approval.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and let's go to code enforcement next, Jeff.
Yes, all prior comments have been addressed through the submittal of the new photometric plan that we got last night, showing compliance with all the, with the light trespass requirements. So code enforcement has no further comments and no objections.
All right, thanks, Jeff. And finally, let's go to planning comments. Jacob.
Morning, this is Jacob with planning. The only comment I really have is a general comment about ensuring that both the project and application numbers, as well as the date of approval, are added to the site plan cover sheet for distribution. That is all the comments I have.
We're also going to need to make sure, because there's an infrastructure list, that we get that recorded IIA there prior to final sign off. And we're going to need to have the sealed and signed plan sheets, but all these things can be conditioned for approval. Jacob, if you would please get going on the NOD as soon as you can. I think we'll have to figure out, we're not going to issue the notice until we work through the final water authority comments regarding the placement of the water main. But I think we're at a place we don't we've addressed the lighting comments, we've addressed other parks comments, other planning comments, and so I think we're really close, Derek and team. And if you want to invite me, it wouldn't hurt for me to be there just to listen in, just to know what happens. So Bob, if do you want me to set this meeting up with Derek and team to go over the water issue?
I'm going to have to get with David and make sure we can get his schedule, and
Okay.
we'll provide a couple of days
Great.
early next
Well,
week.
yeah, if you want to
And Dave?
coordinate, that's fine. If you want me to coordinate, that's fine too, Bob. I'm happy to go either way. I would like to be in the know, just so that we can move on the notice of decision, and and just know that we're going to be getting a final plan set that's approved that can be sent out for signatures. And Derek, so when you resolve your issue with the water authority regarding the water line, you're going to need to compile a full plan set, including all the latest and greatest plan sheets, the lighting plan, the latest utility plan. They all need to be sealed and signed. Landscape plans by landscape architect, registered in the state of New Mexico, and you're going to have like your Fire One, your TCL, GNDs, your, talking about approvals, your solid, I think we require solid waste approval for this, but if we did, include your solid waste approval in there too. And then you'll need to send that site plan set to me and to Jacob, to get, and well, Jacob is the lead planner. So to me and Jacob to be distributed for DFT signatures once you've had that meeting with the Water Authority and once you've resolved your issues with them and they're good. If we need to bring it back to DFT, we can, of course, but it seems like something that we can work outside of DFT.
Yeah, it'd be
Sound
nice if we could
good?
do that. And Bob, I just want to make sure you're Robert Webb, right?
I'm Bob Kane, Robert Kane.
Bob Kane, sorry.
Right. But
And
Jay, I agree with you. I don't think this is a deal killer. We can just work out
is this a
the
resolvable issue, Bob?
I'm sorry?
This is a resolvable issue. Like, this is
Oh
something
yeah,
we can work
very,
with.
very minor.
Great. Great.
Yep. So Bob, if there's any chance we could get a time on the calendar for this week. That would give our civil engineer time to get things corrected for you and have the back and forth needed that's needed
Monday should
after
be
that.
good for us.
What's that?
Monday will be good for us.
Monday. Okay. All
If
right.
you
Thanks
guys could
again.
just copy me, that'd be great.
Yeah, just
I'll
send
just
an
be there.
invite.
I won't be thought. I'll stay out of that meeting other than just listening in. But just love to know if we get this resolved so we can get that NOD prepped up and sent out, and kind of get an expectation for when the site plan will be coming our way for signatures.
Yeah, Derek, just go ahead and set up an invite for us Monday when you feel like you can meet. You can get everybody together.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Derek. Have a great day.
You too.
All right.